Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Tetvav, or the bottom of Yud Dal Amud Bet at the Gemara. Azai Chote Dal Lama. So why, according to Ben Azai, did you need a specific receipt for the poor sinner? Hayam Evi Lugo Imo, because the poor sinner had to bring oil together with his korban, right? Because he had to bring korban mincha that involves oil, so you had to know that the oil was in the receipt. Biram kirabanan mevi gidi, but the according to the rabbanon, he just brings a receipt that says gidi on it, and the gidi one comes with oil. So that's what he would do in order to get his oil. And niske rachel b'chama. So it, how much was brought for libations for a rachel, for a ewe? Min ma de tanina, and that which we taught in a Mishnah, gidi mishamish niske tzon gidol miktanim zecharim nekevo, that the kid receipt would get you nesachim for a flock, whether it was big or small, a member of a flock, whether it was big or small, male or female. Hada amri niske rachel kniske gidi. So we can see that the rachel should get, be getting the same as the gidi, gets the same amount. Dichtiv kacha yase l'shor ha'echad ola ayel ha'echad ola se bakvasim. Because it's written that this is what needs to be done for an ox and for a ram and for a kid amongst the sheep or amongst the goats. They all get the same size. Lashor ha'echad lama ne'amar. Why did it say lashor ha'echad? A magid shelo chilek ben niske egel and niske shor. To tell you that there's no chilek between the libations for the egel, which is very small, and the shor, which is very large. For shahya bedin, because you may have assumed as follows, logically so, ben etzon ta'un nesachim, ben amakar ta'un nesachim, that that the members of a flock need nesachim, and the cattle also need nesachim. Imatan shachilik ben niske keves le niske ayel. So just like we found that the keves in the ayel, so the lamb and the ram get different size libations. Lekach nichlag ben niske egel niske shor. So you may have assumed that the that the calf and the ox should get different sized libations. Tama lomar kachayase l'shor ha'echad. So that's what the Gemara learns from the pasuk. This is what's done for one ox. That magid shelo chilek ben niske egel niske shor. To tell you that the libation was the same whether it was an egel or a shor. O la'ayel lama ne'amar. Now what does it say alternatively for the ram? Shaya bedin, because you may have assumed as follows. I matzano shechilek ben niske ben shana le niske ben shnataim. We find that there's a different libation for an animal that's 1 year old as opposed to an animal that's 2 years old. So maybe we should be mechalek between the libations for an animal that's 2 years of age and an animal that's 3 years of age. That's what we learned from the word ola ayel echad, right? That you get the same amount for the ram regardless of whether it's 2 years or 3 years. Ola seba kosim lamali. And why did the Torah say for the kid amongst the sheep shayabedin? Because we may have assumed as follows: I matzano shechilek ben niske keves leniske ayel. So we made a distinction between the nesachim between a keves and an ayel, the lamb and the ram. L'kach nachlok ben niske kispa leniske rachel. So you may assume that you should make a distinction between the nesachim that we bring for a that we bring for a female lamb and for a ewe. Tama lamar or lasek b'kvasim. Right, and that's what we learn from the pasuk base l'kvasim, a kid amongst the sheep, that they get the same nesachim, even though you may assume that there may be a difference. O be'izim lama ne'amar. Now, why does the Torah say o be'izim? Shaya bedin, because you may have assumed as follows. I matzano shechilek ben niske keves leniske ayel. Since there's a distinction between the libations brought from a lamb and a ram. So you may have assumed there should likewise be a difference between the libations that we bring for a male goat and a male baby goat and a male grown goat. Tamad lamar obeizim, and then the Torah with the Gemara learns from that which is taught obeizim alternately amongst the goats. Hekish katan shebeizim legadol shebetayishim, that there's a juxtaposition between the smallest of the he goats and the biggest of the he goats. Mazeh b'shlosh lugin avzeh b'shlosh lugin, to tell you that they have the same size. Libations. So the day was the day that the receipt was given was written on the day, so you couldn't forge it. But he could just bring it on the right day, the next week, and everything, you know, and he can get away with it. Shem Shamer Mishmar Hayakatuv Alav. Yeah, but they also wrote which Mishmar Kohanim was on it to make sure that they couldn't just choose it the same day next week. Gabatz Mechash Zegoto Mishmar. Well, can't you just align it with the day and the Mishmar and bring it on a day that you didn't get it? Shem Hayom Shem Shabbat Shem Chodesh Hayakatuv Alav. No, because the day of the day and the week and the Shemitah year, they're all written upon it. I mean, the day and the week and the year and the Shemitah year, right, all written upon it. So you couldn't fake it. Afilu wrote it lezayeg en matzui lezayeg. So even if you wanted to forge it, you wanted to match it to a different time, you couldn't find a time that met the exact thing that was written on your receipt. Shtei lishachot hayu b'mikdash. There were two chambers in the Beit HaMikdash. Echad Lishkat Chashayim. One was the chamber of the discreet. Ve'echad Lishkat HaKelim. And one was the chamber of utensils. Lishkat Chashayim. So what was the chamber of the discreet used for? Yirei Chet Not Din L'Tochan B'Chashay. Vanim B'nei Tovim Miparnasim B'Tochan B'Chashay. So those who were sin-fearing people donated privately. No, they didn't tell the whole world. They donated it privately. And then the poor people of important families who were very embarrassed to ask for money, they would come and take privately, so no one knew about it. Lishkat HaKelim, so what was the chamber of utensils used for? Kol Mishahu Mitnadev Kli, anyone who wanted to offer Kli voluntarily. Zorko Lotocha, would throw it into the chamber. V'achad L'Shloshim Yom, once every 30 days. Hagizbarim Potchin Ota V'chol Kli Shematz Ubo Tzorech Leverek HaBayit. So they would open it once every 30 days if they had use for the kli put there for the Berek HaBayit, and they would keep it, and if not, they would sell it and use the money for the Berek HaBayit. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Havun Parnosin, Havun Yahavin, Rabbi Chama, Avui, Rabbi Yoshua Dinar, Vahu Yaivle, Lechoranin. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman were in charge of the community. So they would give the father, Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Yeshua, money, and he would give it out to other people. So he was like responsible for making sure the poor person got their money. Rabbi Zachariah Chatne, the Rabbi Levi Hayu Kol Melizin Alav. So everyone would say about Zachariah, the son of Rabbi Levi, bad things. They would speak about him. Amrin de Lot Zarech Vuhunasav. They said, you know, he's not really poor, but he takes money like the poor people, and so they would speak negative things about them. Min de Dam Ach. When he died, bedakin ve'eshkachin to have a maflig le lechoranin. But when he passed away, they looked into the matter that he always seemed to be taking money, even though he didn't need it. Maybe he really did need it. We didn't know. It turns out that he was taking money and giving it to others who were too embarrassed to ask. Rabbi Chinana bar Papa have a maflig mitzvah belelia. Chinana bar Papa would go give charity at night, so no one knew that what he was doing, so they wouldn't be embarrassed. Chadzman pagabe rabhun de ruchaya amarle lo kain alfan rebi lo tasig vorecha. So a certain spirit saw him in his friend's property, and he said, "Didn't you ever learn that you're not supposed to enter your neighbor's territory? You're not supposed to enter into your neighbor's property." Amar le v'lo kein y'aktiv matan beseter yichape af v'hava mistafi mine v'arak min kume. So he responded, "Well, didn't you ever hear that that anyone who gives privately banishes the anger?" And meaning any anger towards him is now released because of his great actions in giving privately. And the spirit became frightened of him and ran away. Am Rabbi Yonah, Ashrei Noten L'dal En K'tiv Kan. It's not written, praiseworthy is one who gives to the dal, El Ashrei Maskil El Dal. Rather, it says, praiseworthy is one who considers the needy. That's someone who doesn't just give, but considers carefully how he should give in the best way for the poor person. So how did Rabbi Yonah go about it? So when he saw a poor person who was a part of an important family who lost his money, so he would say to him as follows, listen, I know your family is. I know that you have a great inheritance coming your way, so don't worry about it. Take money now from me and pay me back when you get a chance. I know you're good for me. You're from a good family, right? I mean, the Havan Nasiv, and then the poor person, right? He would take it and said, oh, great. I'm not embarrassed to take money like that. Hava Amar Le Matan Hilcha. And then Rabbi Yonah would say, you know what? just keep it. I'll give it to you as a gift, right? But he was willing to take it because he wasn't embarrassed at first. Chia bar ado itava savin be yomenun. So Chia bar Abba said, in our time, there were certain elders, manda hava yahiv luhun mi bein resh shata letzuma rabba, havu nasvin min batar kein lo havu nasvin amran de shatan gavan. If you tried to give the money between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they would take it. But after Yom Kippur, they wouldn't take it. They're like, you know what? Our lot for the year, our finances for the year, have been determined by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to change. We're going to get it one way or the other. But you giving me money doesn't change how much I'm going to get for the year. Nechemya ish shichin. Pagabo Yerushalmi Echad. So certain Yerushalmi men met Nehemiah, who the ditch digger, Amar Le Zecheimi Chadatar Negota. So he asked, "Would you mind buying me a hen?" But he said, "Merit with me a hen, because you get this chot of giving tzedakah, right? This concept of the whole purpose of having poor people is for the merit of being able to feed the poor." Amar Le Halach Tu Mite De Kupad. He said, "You know, here's enough for a piece of beef, right? Don't spring for the hen, for the particularly expensive dish. You're poor. You're begging for money. Just take what you can get here. Just get a little beef." V'zavin kupad v'achil meit. So then he went and bought beef because he really wasn't accustomed to it. He generally treated himself to hen. He it hurt him tremendously, and he died. V'atzovech v'amar, and Nehemiah then cried out, "Bo v'siftu l'argo shel Nehemiah." He said, "Come, everyone, please come and mourn the murder victim of Nehemiah. I did this to him by not giving him the money for the hen." Nahum ish Gamzu haya molich doron levet chamav. So one time, Nahum ish Gamzu was bringing a certain prize to his father-in-law. Pagabo muka shchin echad. A certain man who had boils found him. Amar le zecha imi mima de'iga bach. He says, please give me something that you have on you to eat." He says, "Don't worry, I'm going to come back. I'm just going to give. I have to bring something to my father-in-law. I'm going to come back and I'll take care of you." So when he returned, he found that the person, the afflicted person, had died. So Nachum Yif Gamzu then said to him, said to the dead man, "Aine de chaminoch velo yasvun loch." Right, the eyes that saw you and didn't do anything about it and didn't help you, they should become blind. Meaning, I should become blind is what he's saying. Yadei de lo pashtan meitan lach yitkatun. He said that the hands that didn't outstretch to give you something, they should be cut off. Meaning, my hands should be removed. Raglaya de lo rahatan meitan lach yitbun. He said the legs that did not run to provide for you, they should be broken. Umatitan came, and then all these things happened to him. He became blind, and he lost his hands, and he lost his legs. That's what happened to Nachum Ish Gamzu because of this event, and he asked for it. Salik legabe Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, when visited Nachum Ish Gamzu, Amarle, Oili Shani Roat Chabakach. And so Rabbi Kiva said to Nachum Ish Gamzu, "What was to me that I should see you in such a horrible state?" Amarle, Oili She'enani Roat Chabakach. Right, so Nachum Ish Gamzu said, "Woe is to me that I don't see you in such a state, Rabbi Kiva." Amar le, "Ma ata mekaleni." Rabbi Kiva said, "How could you curse me like this? That's a terrible thing to say to me." Amar le, "Uma at mevayet b'yisur." And he says, "Well, what's your problem with a little yisurin, with a little bit of suffering? Suffering is good in this world because it cleanses you of your punishment waiting for you in Olam Haba." Am Rabbi Yoshia, Rabba Hava, Rabbe Devrei Chad Sagi Nehora. So Rabbi Yoshia the Great had a certain teacher, a blind teacher for his son, and he would go dine with the teacher every day. Chad zaman hava le orchin. One time, Rabbi Yoshi had guests. Lo mata mechol imein. He didn't go and eat with the blind teacher. The ramsha salik lagabe. Afterward, he went to the blind teacher, and he went to apologize. Amar le lo yichus marielai. Says, "Master, please don't be angry with me. Begin to hava le orchin yomadin. I had guests today. Damrit lo li vazui bikra de mari yomadin. Right, and I didn't want to bring them here. I was concerned that they wouldn't understand what an honorable man you actually are, and they wouldn't give you the proper respect, and that's why I didn't bring them with me." Right, and that's why I didn't end up eating with you today. Amar le, "Ata piyaste leman de mit chame velo chame din de chame velo And the blind man said, "You have appeased the one who is seen but cannot be seen, but cannot see," meaning a blind person. "May the one who sees but cannot be seen," meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu, "appease you." Amar le Rosha, hada min nalach. Where did you learn such a wonderful expression from? Amar le, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I learned from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov al chad desagi nehor lekarte. So one time, a certain blind person came to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's city. Yativ le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov le ra minein. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, seeing this blind person, sat on a less significant seating place than the blind person. And everyone thought the blind person was so great because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was sitting lower down than him. The Yemrun, people are going to say, so that he did that, so people would say, V'ilulei dehavabar nasa rabba lo yatev le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov le ramine. If it weren't, if this person, this blind person, was such a great man, there's no way Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would sit in a lower status than him. Avdin le parnasa de ikar. And so they gave livelihood to the blind man, thinking that he was some great person. Amarlon ma'alachin. And the blind person, realizing how much they were giving him, said, what's going on here? Amarle Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov yatev le raminach. And he says, well, we know that you're such a great man. That's why we're giving you all these things, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sat beneath you. And then that certain blind person said to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, after realizing what went on, he said the following, you did a kindness with someone who cannot see but is seen. May the one who does see but cannot be seen do a kindness with you. Dilama. So the following story happened. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina and Rabbi Yoshia havu mitailin be'elon kenishta delot. So Rabbi Chama bar Chanina and Rabbi Yoshia were walking amongst the Bate Knesset in Lot. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Rabbi Yoshia, kama mamun shiku avotai kan. Amar le kama nefashot shiku avotecha kan. So they said, how much money was spent on these Bate Knesset? How many lives were invested in building these Bate Knesset? Velo hava id ben nash de leon beharaita. Where there's no one that was there no one who was sitting and learning Torah that they could have supported? Meaning they're investing their money in making such a Bate Knesset all fancy and all wonderful. You know what would be a better use of their money? Not building a new building and, you know, making it fancy and making it more impressive. You go with what you need, and if you have extra money, you know what you do with that money? You give it to Talmidei Chachamim who are trying to sit and learn Torah, right? You have Talmidei Chachamim to support in your city. That's the best use for the money. Don't build expensive buildings with it. Rabbi Avun Avad Ilin Tiraya. So Rabbi Avun gave a lot of money to make these very, very fancy gates. The Sidra Rabba for the academy. Ata Rabbi Mana Legabe. Rabbi Mana came to him. Amar Le Chame Maya Vadit. What did you do? Amarle veYishkach Israel et Chamei Mayavedit. Did you see what I did? You see the gates I donated, these wonderful gates. VeYishkach Israel et Osehu. Amarle veYishkach Israel et Osehu veYivin Hechalot. So he said about this person, what he did is that Klal Yisrael, they're going to forget about their maker, their creator, and they're just going to build sanctuaries. Lo hava b'nei nash teleon be'oraita, meaning you wasted your time investing in building fancy buildings instead of supporting Talmud Torah. Ntane kadche hamizbeach motzin et haro'i lehen mikadche berek habayit. So from the, you're allowed to take from the berek habayit to give to the mizbeach, if there was something fit for the mizbeach, in kadosh berek habayit, we've seen it at ra'ulah in kadosh mizbeach, but you could not take something from the mizbeach to the berek habayit. V'hatanin, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah kli shematzo bo tzorech leberek habayit manichin oto, that any vessel that was fit for the berek habayit, you'd have to leave it there. V'ashar nimkar, and the rest is sold. The mehen nofel in the berek habayit, and the money goes to the berek habayit. Meaning that once something was given to the berek habayit, it has to stay there. If it's a kli, it stays there. If it's not fit, then you sell it and it stays there. It doesn't go anywhere else. Amar Chizkia kene matnita lelishkat berek habayit. That Mishnah was just dealing with like the standard practice of the berek habayit. It's not to say that it cannot go anywhere else. So by default, this is where it goes. It wasn't to exclude the possibility of it going anywhere else if need be. Hadranalach elu ha-mimunim. Okay, we just finished the fifth parak. Now we're starting the sixth parak of Shkalin. Halacha Aleph. 13 shofar, 13 shulchanot, 13 hishtachavuyot hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 chests for donation, and 13 tables and 13 places to bow in the Beit HaMikdash. Shel Beit Rabban Gamliel, Shel Beit Rabbi Chanani, Sgan HaKohanim, Hayu Mishtachavim Ba'arba, sorry, there were 14, according to them, 14 places to bow. Ve'chan Hayta Yeteira, what was the additional place that they felt the need to bow? Keneged Dir Ha'atzamim, Ha'etzim, the wood storage facility. Shekein Mesor B'yadan Mavuteihim Shesham Ha'arun Nignaz, because they have a Mesor, that is where the Aron HaKodesh is actually buried, underneath the wood chamber, underneath the wood storage. Ma'aseh B'kohen Echad Shehayamit As, certain Kohen was in the wood storage, and he saw one, you know, tile on the floor that was a little bit different. So he understood that this is where the Aron HaKodesh was hidden. So he ran out to go tell his friend where it was hidden, and he didn't have time. He couldn't finish telling him where it was before he passed away. But he knew that it was there. Tani Hashofar Alalu Akumot Hayut Sar Milamalan Rachov Milamatim Pnei Ramayin. Right, these collection boxes were built narrow at top and wide at the bottom. That way you couldn't stick your hand in to prevent people from stealing, pretending like they were putting something in and actually taking something out. Tani b'shem Rabbi Eliezer Haron Galai Mehen Lebavel. So Baraita taught in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that the Aaron went with the Jews to Bavel. It was exiled with them. Matam, how does he know that? Lo yivater davar amar Hashem. Hashem said that nothing is going to remain. In davar elashati bros l'tocho. Right, and what does davar refer to? That a davar will not remain. That's a reference to the thing carrying the dibro to Aaron. V'chein hu omer, and similarly it says ulechuvat hashana shalach hamelach nebuchadnezzar yaveu bevela im klei chemdat beit Hashem. And similarly, we taught that Nebuchadnezzar brought a lot of things to Bavel with him. Among them were the Kli Chemda. What is the Kli Chemda? That's a reference to the Aron. So that's two textual indications that the Aron actually went to Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ben Lakish Amar Bimkomo Hayaron Nignaz, that underneath the normal place that it was stored is where it was, the Aron was hidden. Chada Hudichti via Rihu Habadim via Roshe Habadim Min Hakodesh El Pnei Hadavir Velo Yere Achutza, right? Because it was written about the Aron HaKodesh that it was placed behind a curtain and the poles were sticking out of the curtain and remained there until this day. From the fact that it says until this day, you generally only say until this day if it's always going to be relevant to read that pasuk that way, until this day. So obviously it can't be right there because the Beit HaMikdash isn't there anymore, but it must have been remaining there till this day, meaning right next to it or underneath it. Ktiv Vayiru, it's written that they were seen, Vat Amart Velo Yiru. But we also said it wasn't seen. So was the Aron seen or was the Aron not seen? What exactly was its location? Ela nirin v'lo nirin. Rather, you could tell it's there, but you couldn't actually see it. Boltin v'yotzin kishnei dadei isha. Right. So the poles were sticking out into the curtain like a woman's chest. Basically, you couldn't see it, but you could see the outline of it. Ve'rabanan amri belishkat dir ha'etim haya Aron ganus. So the Rabbanan say that it was hidden underneath the wood storage. Ma'aseh b'kohen echad bal mum she'ha omed mufatzel etzim belishkat dir ha'etim. Right, and so there was a certain Kohen who couldn't do the avoda. He was a balmum. He had a blemish. He couldn't do the avoda, and so he was cutting wood in the wood storage facility, and then he saw that one tile was a little bit different, and he ran out to tell his friends, come see that there's a tile different, and that's where the Aron HaKodesh is going to be. Before he could say what he needed to say, he passed away. Tani Rabbi Yoshia taught as follows. Hikish alea bekornus viasta esh v'sarfato. Right, he hit the tile with a hammer, and a fire went out and burned him. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Omer Rabbi ben Lakish says like this, Shnei Aronot Hayu Mahalchin Im Yisrael Midbar. There are actually two Arons that the Klal Yisrael carried in the Midbar. Echad Shaita Torah Netuna Metocho, one had the Torah in it, Echad Shayu Shivrei Luchot Netuna Metocho, one had the remnants of the broken pieces of the Luchot inside of it. Zeh Shaita Torah Netuna Metocho, the one with Torah inside of it, Hayamunach Bo Amoed, that sat in the Amoed, Hadahu Dichtiv, and that's what that's about that it's written, Va'aron Brit Hashem Moshe Lo Mashu Mekirav Amachane, that the Ark of Hashem never left the camp of Klal Yisrael. Zeh Shayu Shivrei Luchot Netuna Metocho, Hayinich Nasi Yotzei Mehen, Right, so the one with the broken pieces of the luchot in it went out with them wherever they would go, even to war. Rabbanan Amri Aron Echad Hayab. But the Rabbanan say, no, there's only one Aron. What do you mean? Upam Echad Yatzal B'Yimei Eli V'Nishba. However, just one time they brought it out in the days of Eli, and it was captured. Kariya Messiah Lehul Rabbanan. And there is a pasuk that supports the Rabbanan Shita. Oilanu Mi Yatzilenu Miyad Ha Elohim Ha Dirim Ha Eile, where the Plishtim went out to war against Klal Yisrael, and we had the Aron with us. They were in shock, and then I said, oh no, who's going to save us from this nation? They brought the Aron with them. Clearly, this was not a common thing. They weren't expecting this. They were shocked. They didn't know what was going to happen. So it couldn't have been something that happened every single day, that we would go out to war with the Aron HaKodesh. Mila delo chamun min yemehun. It must have been that such a thing had never happened before. Kariya Messiah Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, and here's a pasuk that supports Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Shita v'yomer Shaul achia hagisha Aron Elohim. So Shaul said to achia, bring the Aron of Hashem here. V'halo Aron b'kiryat Yarim haya, but wasn't the Aron in Kiryat Yarim? Why did Shaul expect to see it? Ma avdun le Rabbanan. So how did the Rabbanan respond to that pasuk, which seemed to indicate that there were two Aronot, one that was there and one that was in Kiryat Yarim? Gisha alai hatzitz. Well, what he meant was bring the tzitz before me, right? This special garment, the tzitz, not dafka the Aron. Kariyam Ezayla Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. A verse that supports Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Shita, Haron v Israel v Yehuda Yoshim Besukot, that Aaron and Klal Yisrael and Yehuda are sitting in huts in the battlefield. So the Aaron was clearly there. Valo Aaron b'tzion haya, wasn't the Aaron in Yerushalayim? What was it doing in a hut in a battlefield? Ma avdin Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say about this pasuk? Sachachu kiki rui, there was just a. There was a roof over the Aron that was like schach. It was a hut that was protecting the Aron. Sha'adayin lo nivna beit bechira, because the Beit HaMikdash wasn't yet built, and so that's what was protecting the Aron. Not to say that it was out there in battle with Klal Yisrael. We'll stop here.